When can you count on public transport while traveling? I love taking public transport while traveling. 1. Not only gets a chance to see the lifestyles of the locals but also becomes more familiar with the new area. So, when can one count on public transport while traveling? Peru and Ecuador had great public transport, both short and long distance. Dominica had mediocre. Aruba had just one bus going around the island's outer road. Hawaii has mediocre. The Dominican Republic has great public transport for both short and long distance. So, why is this the case? Here's my general rule of thumb. If the place has a high population, then the public transport is commercially sustainable because of the local population. For example, Cusco in Peru, 1100 km2. Quito in Ecuador, 5400 km2. Or Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, 1200 km2, have a high population density. But if it has a low population density, then the public transport would be infrequent or even entirely non-existent. For example, Maui in Hawaii, 40 km2. Aruba, 600 km2. Or Roseau in Dominica, 380 km2. In fact, if the area is sparse enough, then it is possible that an impromptu taxi booking would not be possible and a pre-booked tour would be the only choice.